Welcome to Zoop's dramatic reading of My Little Dashy, written by Rob Cakeran 53. This is a cold reading. I know absolutely nothing of MLD, other than the fact that it is fairly well known, fairly popular, etc., etc., etc. Because it is a cold read, I am probably going to stutter over my words, make silly mistakes and all that such. I have no intentions of editing anything, so you get to hear me be an idiot and all that good stuff. And my present plan is to do this in half-hour segments for the sake of preserving my sanity. So, I'm going to go ahead and set a timer for 1 half-hour. And we can start hating life together. Okay. Timer set. It's going to be very obnoxious when it goes off, so good times. I live my life one day at a time. A good portion of those days are uneventful. Always falling in the same routine. I wake up, walk to work, work, walk home, then bum around until I go to bed. Sometimes I'll hang with my few friends, while other times I'll just play video games or watch My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Every so often, something new and interesting happens. I meet an old friend. I find a dollar on the ground. Or I get chased by a stray dog. Living in a dying city isn't very fun or interesting. This city was once full of life and color, but now most of the houses are sagging, the businesses sit empty and abandoned, and several open fields lay barren of the once great factories that helped drive the economy. I had never seen this city during those times in person, but I have seen the pictures. My mother and my father lived happy, and they could only wish the same for me growing up.
Sadly, I cannot say I have achieved that wish of theirs.
I've fallen into the same dull routine. Work. Wake. Work. Sleep. Repeat. I do have some moments of bliss. But the daily struggles I go through outweigh the small moments of joy I have.
My Little Pony
has helped, but it's still just another thing to give my hopes up on. Every time I see this show, or one of the ponies on a fan site, I recoil a bit at the bright colors. The joyful faces of the ponies, and the peaceful scenery of their world. It's so hard to look at. It's so hard to look at that beautiful world, having it so close to my grasp. I reach out to touch its warm colors and bright, smiling faces of the ponies, only to be stopped by my computational screen. I snapped back to reality. It gets to the point where I will simply shut down my computer and walk away. I do that a lot, especially after my parents' death. I go for a walk. When I feel sad, I walk. When I feel tired, I walk. When I write, I use tiny sentences over and over. When I feel like waking, Rather, when I feel like walking, I walk. When I feel like repeating myself, I repeat myself. Walking has become my second life in a sense. I spend at least half my day outside, along the crumbling sidewalks and decaying suburbs. I've seen people come and go. I've seen buildings torn down, burned up, or have so much graffiti on its walls that its original color's unrecognizable. I rarely pass any other people on my strolls. Most people don't like to look at their once beautiful city, their homes, or former businesses. I don't blame them. In fact, I envy them. They saw this place with their own two eyes, seeing the building still standing tall and proud. The lawns freshly cut, the paved roads and sidewalks still intact. The only thing I've ever seen that even comes close is my mother's paintings. Each of them colorful scenes of this concrete world. She started painting once everything crumbled beneath her feet, making the sad scenery before her look beautiful. Her masterpiece is of an open field that yielded a parking garage. Over it, she drew an amazing rainbow. My favorite picture. I guess that is part of why I like Rainbow Dash the most out of all the other ponies. Her colors, the amazing sonic rain boom, all remind me of that picture. There have been times I wished I had my own Rainbow Dash, or more realistically, a plushie of her to curl up in bed with. I've made an old Simba into my temporary replacement, until I am able to save enough money for one. It helps, in a way. Like holding it close will heal my wounds, my pain, and my sorrow. My feet, after countless hours of walking in my own shoes, pulsate under the sheet, and all the while I'll hold that stuffed animal harder than a mother protecting her child. It's the only thing I can look at and feel true joy. Even if it isn't physically the Rainbow Dash I want, it will have to do. Today, as usual, I walked to work. It was the same shit, just a different day, watching the same people enter the store, grab their merchandise, and pay, then walk out with bags in tow. My shift ended after several hours of this. I clocked out and started walking home. I decided to use a different route this time, for a change in pace. A little something different from the normal path I walk. This part of town was hit the worst. Only a few houses still stand, and none of them occupied. It is truly a sad sight to see. Then again, it is really the only sight I see. The only sight I'll ever see. Or so I thought.
I was stopped by something unusual. A stray cardboard box in the middle of the sidewalk. Now, living in this kind of area, I see trash all the time. Boxes, McDonald's cup, and plastic bags litter the streets and empty field. But rarely will I see a cardboard box that isn't crushed in one way or another. I noticed this particular box because it happened to be in my way. during my younger years, I tried to do what I could for the community. I'd pick up trash when I saw it, or I'd attempt to help my neighbors. It was a losing battle. Nowadays, I'd given up any hope of cleaning the city, much less my neighborhood. Now, I'll just pass this by dressed trash, letting it blow away in the breezes, or sit there and decompose. I let what's left of the people do their own things, since most of them don't care about anyone other than themselves. Why should I be any different? I walked past this box, barely giving it a glance. Nothing about it caught my attention right away. I continued on. My home, not far away now. Upon arriving, I sat down and played some games, attempting to push the box out of my mind. I had little luck, as the box somehow managed to push its way back in. Time crept by, and soon I found myself wanting to go for another walk. I left the house and started down my usual route, but I stopped. What was it about that box that made it stick out in my mind? I turned around, starting down the path I had taken to get home. The path I only walk once in a blue moon. Curiosity got the best of me, and I wanted some closure. Within minutes I found it, still sitting there, sad and alone, among the broken concrete and overgrown grass. It did not move. It did not even stand out as if it were special. It was an ordinary brown cardboard box. I didn't want to say I came out here for nothing, so I walked closer to it. As I drew closer, however, I began to notice something inside. It was Snake. And I was like, oh my god, it is Solid Snake, why are you in box? And he say, because I hide in box, it's very stealth. And I say, no, Snake, no, that's not how you do it, it's not good that way, no. But I lie. In reality, it was a brightly colored, multiple colors in fact, and was quite small. Maybe the size of a few-month-old Labrador puppy. I stood behind the box and looked down at the colorful blob inside.
This is where I currently stand. Looking into the box at a small something. No, I know exactly what it is. But my brain isn't allowing me to fully realize it just yet. This is a yawn. Okay, that yawn failed. Let's try this again. Okay. That was a yawn. This is a burp. Very good. Continuing on. At first, I want to say that it's simply a toy, left to die, along with all the other things in this block. But then I saw it breathing. In fact, it appears to be sleeping. My hands are sweating, my breathing erratic, and I'm blinking my eyes, trying to refresh my vision. Each time, the image stays the same. Inside is a sleeping filly. Rainbow Dash. Hot damn.
I kneel down, trying to get a closer look into the box. I can't believe what I am seeing. There is not a physical, mental, or extraterrestrial way how this could be here. How she could be here in my gloomy, dark, and horrid world. I examine the box further, and on the side in the simple pen, it says, "Give to good home." The first thought that runs through my mind, besides the initial Philly Rainbow Dash in a box is, who would give up a Philly Rainbow Dash? My mind is now a mess of questions. How did she get here? Why is she here? Why is she a filly? Her flank is even barren of her cutie mark, meaning she is indeed a filly. As I stand to stretch my tired legs, I accidentally bump the side of the box with my foot, and the inevitable occurs. She wakes up.
She looks around, rubbing her face with a foreleg, trying to wake herself up. At first, all she sees are the brown walls of the box, but then she looks up to me, those large black eyes, along with that rose-colored rim around them, drive into my heart to, as the meme goes, explode twice. The sheer cuteness of it all drives me to kneel back down, and I can't hold back a smile. I haven't smiled like this in years, since the last time me and my parents went out to the only remaining park in town. Her eyes continue to stare at me, and I stare right back. I don't know what to say, or what to do, but I must start somewhere.
Well, hello there!
I speak, but she doesn't respond.
What are you doing out here?
She looks around, then back to me. The more I study her, the more I realize she is really young, years younger than her filly appearance in episode 23. She might not even be able to talk yet. Well, that is, if she can even talk in my world. The fact that she is even existing right now has me reeling in confusion. I return my attention back to her and notice a small shiver of her body. The fall season is here, and it can get pretty damn cold, especially around mid-September. I ain't really exactly sure how to tackle the situation. Do I take her home? Do I call somebody? Who would I even call? I'm a closet brony. Some of my friends know about my love of the show. I can't take her to a shelter. It's a stupid thing in the first place. Not only would it be a horrible sight, she might be taken off to something I haven't experimented on or something just as horrible. I have only one choice. She shakes one more as the cool air reaches her coat. Her wings ruffle. She lays back down and huddles her legs closer to her body to keep warm. That's the plan of straw. I can't take it no more. I take off my own jacket and reach down to pick her up. I get the initial response I expected. Fear. She begins to squirm around, unsure what I'm doing to her. She can't fly yet, but she still flutters her wings as if praying for a miracle to happen, and she does magically take in flight. I set her in my jacket, wrap her up so her head is sticking out, and hold her in my arm. She continues to squirm, but then my body heat begins to finally seep through the thin jacket and she settles down.
It's all right. Let's get you on somewhere, all right?
I smile again at her. She looks up to me with much confusion in her eyes as she tries to process what is happening.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. It's getting late and you'll freeze out here.
I think she understands me, for after I say those words, her eyes return to normal size, and she struggles, snuggles herself more comfortably into my jacket. She squirms a little, trying to get into a more comfortable position. I can feel her hooves and wings poking me as she shifts. Then, to top it off, she rests her chin onto my arm and lets out a deep sigh, closing her eyes to drift off to sleep. My heart explodes for a third time. The entire walk back, I keep an eye out for other people who could pass by me. I don't want anyone else to see her. She is mine. All mine, and I will never share her with anyone. They would try to steal her from me. I know they would. They would seek to take her, my own personal little Dashy, away from me. I cannot let this happen. If anybody comes, I will have to do what is necessary to protect my little Dashy. I will have to kill all witnesses for the safety of my little pony. As usual, though, I don't see a single person. It's midnight by the time I get home, and fortunately for the both of us, I had turned on my porch light. Otherwise, I might have passed it. Because, you know, remembering where I live, that's pretty bloody hard. Being one of the few occupied homes on the block meant a lot of darkness. The city even stopped running power to streetlights, so that made it all the more difficult. Makes you wonder just what the hell my taxes are going to. If they can't even keep the streetlights on, just what the hell? But that's another story. I glance down at the filly, who continues to sleep in the jacket as I carried her. She was no longer shivering, and felt quite warm. I walk back up to my porch, careful not to make too much noise as I get my keys out, unlock the two deadbolts, the master lock, and finally the doorknob, and open my door. Okay, as a locksmith, and somebody who deals a lot with security consultation, having two deadbolts, a quote-unquote master lock, I mean, and a keyed doorknob, that's not really going to do you a damn bit of good if you've got any windows. Although I guess given the, you know, dystopian setting of the story, there might be bars in the windows, but even still, windows, don't matter what kind of locks you got, you know, you can always break a window. So, and really, two deadbolts? If somebody wants to get into your place for that badly, four locks ain't gonna stop them. Just a minor rant. Because, you know, that's what I do. It is dark inside, due to me leaving while it was still light out. With a flick of a switch, the single bulb in the hallway comes to life, shedding some light into the living room. Most of the furnishings are my parents. Then again, so is the house. I became the owner of it after their passing, and I have done what I can to keep it that way. Still, with the filly Rainbow Dash in my arm, I walk into the living room. As I pass my family portrait, I greet it with a, "Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad." I know they aren't there, but knowing that they loved me and that I love them helps me to stay sane and to keep going in my miserable life. As I enter the living room, I can feel steering in my arm. She had woken up, most likely, when I turned on the light, and is now getting antsy. With no idea what to do or how to tackle the situation, I set her down on the couch. Immediately, she jumps out of the jacket and looks around, already investigating her surroundings. I continue to watch her as she explores the couch, then continues to the coffee table. "What are you doing here in my world?" I didn't mean to ask that out loud, but it just sort of happens every now and then. Only seeing my few friends once in a great while, I find myself talking to, well, myself, a lot. I don't own a pet because that just means more money to dish out, and I'm already struggling as it is. From my question, the only response is another blank look from the blank flank. That tells me that she has no clue either. And again, what else should I expect from a filly that can't even talk yet? I mean, come on.
"Are you lost?"
The moment the words left my mouth, her ears fall and she looks to the ground.
Oh.
The realization strikes that she has no clue what's going on, where she is, who I am, or anything else. She's beyond the word lost. She is misplaced.
"Well, until something happens, I guess you can stay with me."
I see how she lifts her head up, ears starting to erect once again, and looks at me with worry. My words don't sound that encouraging, so I throw on a smile as I speak.
"Don't worry. I'm sure whatever brought you here will fix itself within time. We just gotta wait. Is that all right?"
I'm not sure why I asked that, but it seemed to do the trick. Her ears perk right up, and she smiles. The next few hours are spent giving her the grand tour of my house. Nothing amazing to see, and I avoid taking her into my bedroom out of fear that the large amount of dirty clothes and torture instruments would swallow her up. Afterwards, I give her something to eat. I break up some small carrots and amazingly discover that she has teeth. Since she is a filly, I wasn't sure if she could eat solid foods such as carrots yet. Then again, she is from a cartoon, so I don't know what is correct for her anyway. Satisfied with the food, she finds a comfy spot in my father's recliner and sits. I don't mind. It's not like I sit in it. I was never allowed to when he was alive, so why should that change even after his passing? It's his chair. But I'm not going to be mean to the filly for not knowing that. I'll have to educate her about the house rules and punish her accordingly later. So I let her sit for now, where she is the most comfortable. I also give her a small blanket to wrap herself in, due to my house's current temperature. It's not as cold as it is outside, but my furnace has had problems since before my parents' passing. There was a trick to fixing it, but that died along with my father. And my sanity. I must have fallen asleep at some point. I honestly expected myself to be wide awake due to such an interesting event, but after the long hours at work and staying up to take care of Dash, my body had other plans. I'm not sure how long I was out before I awoke, but it doesn't matter. As I close my eyes, I feel something against my side. I look, and sleeping right beside me is a small cyan filly. Her rainbow mane and tail still, her head resting on the inside of my elbow. I know the meme gets old, but I must say it. My heart exploded again, and I died again, only to respawn shortly thereafter. Laying there, sleeping and curled up beside me. Laying there, sleeping curled up beside me had me smiling ear to ear. That is very awkwardly written. Her gentle breaths are barely heard. The hairs on her mane trickle my arm. But I hold back any movement to itch. The warmth of her body against my stomach warms my already weak and exploded heart. Though a few months isn't a long time, it's how long I have wanted a moment like this. My own little pony. A Rainbow Dash plushie to sleep with and hold tight, and all I have to do is stuff her, and then I'll have what I've always wanted. I mean, and now I have a real Rainbow Dash, a filly sleeping at my side, content as though she's known me since birth. Because maybe she has. Maybe I'm her father.
Right now, there is nothing else that matters to me. My despair, my sore feet, and painful heart all go unnoticed as nothing else can come remotely close to the feeling I have right now, the joy I am experiencing at this moment as I lay awake on my couch. She is here. She is real. Right now, she is my little pony. She is my little Dashy. Dash, 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 dash.
It has been only 4 months since I brought the young Rainbow Dash into my home. I've done what little research I could on the matter, but I have come to no conclusions. I have no idea why she is here, and quite frankly, I don't even care anymore. These few months with her have been the most amazing time of my life. She has opened my heart up to love and joy, among other things. Right now, she sits next to me on the couch as I watch television. She seems to enjoy the morning cartoons on the local stations
and I myself have come to enjoy them as well. She acts much like a young child would, but then again, why wouldn't she? Another amazing feat is she has been learning to talk. Now, I'm not much of a teacher, or for that matter a parent, but I am doing my best to help her learn to speak and read. I don't know how or even where to begin to attempt it in teaching her to write. From the show, they did it with their mouths, but I will let that go for now. Once she is a little bit older, if I even have her that long, I will do what I can to teach her. Oh my.
Let's see how much time do I have left in this. Let's check. Checking. No, perfect timing. I have 15 seconds. 14. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you very much, iPhone. All right, it looks like I am about a fifth of the way through this thing. Oh god. I'm not okay with this, but I will persevere. Until next time, zoop out.